I ain't never seen two pretty best friends. It's always one of them gotta be ugly. Tonight is election night, so I figured I would record this before we know who the president is, just to save an hour of me rambling about how much I hate Donald Trump. Just in case. But my hopes are high, and I'm hoping and praying all night long. Today I was supposed to be joined by my roommate Anna, and she flaked on me. She walked in on me in my room this morning and looked at me in my eyes and was like, "You are a fat bitch." And then she left and went home. She's just gone. So I'm here with my backup plan with my boyfriend Mike.
Hello, I'm Mike.
I guess you're just gonna hear from him tonight. By the way, Anna never said that. She just couldn't do the podcast with me today. And she was supposed to be my first guest. But next week she'll be here, I'm sure. And you guys can hear from her because she's lovely. So, this is my boyfriend Mike once again.
Hello, everyone. Sorry you're with me instead of Anna.
Yeah, it sucks, but it'll happen. I'm sure you guys will hear from Mike a few times. He's a jolly old fellow. Mike and I have been together for how many months?
Almost 10.
10 months. We started dating January 14th. So we're coming up on a year. I have a story about Mike. A year ago, he called me a fat 7. And I kept it in my Snapchat memories because I still take offense to that insult every single day. And now, look at us, a year later, we're recording a podcast together in my king-size bed.
That, way out of context, I did not say any of that. I said she was a 7, as a joke.
A 7 in the face, may I add.
Which was a joke.
So a bad joke.
It may have been a bad joke, yeah, I agree. I wish I could take that back, but it was a joke.
And then later that day, I was showing him pictures of like me at prom or something. And he said, "Oh my God, you're so fat now compared to back then."
No, No. I did not say that.
What'd you say?
I said she was showing me pictures from like years ago, like 2-3 years ago. I said, "Oh, you were really skinny in high school. You look a lot better now."
No.
Yeah.
No.
You looked like anorexic in high school. It was not good.
No. You said, "Wow, you looked a lot skinnier in high school." And then I got offended. And then you were like, "You look a lot better now." Because you had to save yourself.
I did not have to save myself. No. You looked very skinny in high school, but like anorexic skinny. It like wasn't good. You look a lot better now. I just looked
like a normal teen girl.
Maybe. But you look a lot better now, is what I was trying to say.
He just said it in a horrible way, and now I can just hold it against him for the rest of our lives together.
Pretty much.
Mike stumbled into my life unexpectedly one day, and he's not usually my type of man because I would consider him a hick. He doesn't consider himself as a hick, but from where I'm from, he's the definition of a hick. He has incest cats at his house.
You said you wouldn't bring that up.
It's so funny. I've never met someone that just has cats roaming around. Outside, not inside. That just fornicate together, like mom and son, brother and sister.
They're outside cats, so we can't control it.
Well, I know, but I've just never been around something like that. You live in a cornfield.
Yeah.
And he tells me all these country things he does, which I find fascinating.
It's very fun.
So I've always had a fascination with praying mantises. Like, I always thought they were cool ever since I saw them on Kung Fu Panda. And I was telling Mike one day, I was like, praying mantises are so cool. Like, that would be awesome to, like, have one. And I see people on TikTok that have a pet praying mantis. And I like wanted one or wanted to see one or something. He's like, you've never seen a praying mantis before? And I was like, no, why would I see a praying mantis? They're not here. And he's like, yes, they are. And he like has them at his house. So I was really confused because we only live like 4 hours away from each other. I'm in Wisconsin and he's in Illinois. And he was just telling me, he's like, yeah, I see praying mantises all the time. Like they're just like insects around my house. And I was like, what the fuck? So like soon, like really soon after, how soon was it? We talked about that.
It was probably a few weeks later. And my two sisters, they found one and they were like, oh my God, what is that? They thought it was like a big grasshopper. I was like, oh my God, that's a praying mantis. So I caught it and I showed you, and then we ended up letting it go. And then a few, maybe like a month later, I caught one.
So he's found it somehow driving. While he was driving, he saw it. And he picked it up and brought it up to me.
I think it's the boys have, they have like these little marks, kind of how you have on your fingers. I think it's the boys have more marks or maybe less, and the girls have more, maybe less. I can't remember
exactly. I think the girls had less. The guys said it would have like 6 or 8 or something, and the girls would only have like 4 or something random like that. So we looked on it and we're like, oh, it's a boy. And I named him Stink Bug. Because I just think that name's cute, and even though he's not a stink bug. So we're like, oh, he's like a sweetie little boy, like we love him. And the way my room is set up, his little like enclosure is right under a hanging spider plant. So sometimes during the day, we'll just open up his enclosure and he'll just crawl up the spider plant and he doesn't go anywhere else. He just likes to sit on it. And I like letting him get like some fresh air or whatever.
Because his enclosure is kind of small, so we let him wander.
Yeah, so he just wanders around. And one day, my roommates were like, oh, it was like the Bachelor premiere or whatever. And they're like, do you want to watch it with us? And we're like, yeah, sure. So before we go downstairs to go join them in watching The Bachelor, Mike's like, put Stinkbug back in its house. So I went to go grab him, and there's this big, like, bubble coming out of its butt, and I was staring at it and I was like, oh my fucking God, that's an egg sac. I start having like a freak out moment. I'm like, our stupid male praying mantis fooled us and is laying eggs in my bedroom. And I don't know anything about praying mantis babies. Like, I didn't know what was gonna happen. So we googled it, and like what an egg sac looks like, it's like a, looks like a tiny little wasp nest.
It's probably the size of like half an egg.
Yeah. And we're like, well, what do we do? And she was still like attached to it, so she was still like birthing the freaking babies. So we're like researching what to do. One of my roommates is literally terrified of bugs. Like, she will not come in my room because I have this thing. So I was like, if this thing like lays a bunch of babies, like I'm gonna get fucking kicked out of this house. They're gonna throw me out the window and I'll never be able to return. So we're looking it up, and it says they'll have 50 to 200 babies, and then the eggs won't hatch for a while. Like, they have to sit in their egg sac for however long. So we go downstairs to watch The Bachelor because it's still laying its eggs. And then my mom randomly FaceTimes me, so I go upstairs in my room to talk to her. And the praying mantis is gone. I look down, and it's just sitting in the middle of my floor, which it's never done before, and it left its egg sac.
So she texts me freaking out. She's like, get upstairs right now. I'm thinking like someone in her family died because she's like freaked out and never texted me like that before. So I run upstairs. It's just a dumb praying mantis in the middle of the room. I'm like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But I guess it was for you.
It just scared me and I was freaking out about the egg sac. So we like researched what to do with the egg sac. We cut it off of the plant it was hanging on, and now it's at Mike's house. He has like little siblings, so like I'll just let them do what they want with it.
Basically how it works, from what I understand, is praying mantises, the girls, will lay an egg sac, and then they lay it outside, obviously, and then it'll last all winter. It gets cold, and then it becomes springtime. Once it gets warm and it doesn't frost anymore, it takes like 2 to 3 weeks, I believe. And then all the little baby praying mantises will hatch. And so we still have our praying mantis, and it says it's supposed to die 2 weeks after laying its egg sac. But I think the only reason it dies is because once it lays its egg sac, a few weeks later, the ground freezes and it frosts, and then it dies because it can't live in that cold weather. We looked online, and you could order egg sacs, and then you could put them in your fridge, and when it gets warm out, you could take them out, and it'll lay its eggs.
Yeah, so what we're doing right now is just putting it in the fridge at his house, and whenever we want it to lay its eggs, we'll see if it'll happen. I don't really know. We've never done this before. We didn't plan for it. I was taken aback by the lies that my praying mantis told me. It literally straight up said it was a boy. I'm calling it a sweetie boy. Like, I was so happy with him, and now I'm just kind of pissed, and I feel really betrayed. Because that scared me, and I'm so glad Mike was here that weekend or that whatever day he was here, because I would have had a panic attack and died on the floor if I was doing this by myself.
But the baby praying mantises are really cute. If you look them up, they're really small. You could probably fit like two of them on your pinky fingernail. They're very small, and Dale says it lays anywhere from 200 or 50 to 200 will come out, so.
Yeah, they're really sweet and cute when they're little like that. When I was thinking of a praying mantis, like having one as a pet, I wanted like one that's maybe like an inch and a half big. I didn't know they got so big. The one I have is like really big, and I'm scared of it, if I'm being quite honest.
It's probably 2 inches in length.
It's like big and has these long arms, and she always is staring at me. And another thing is she kind of got stupid after she gave birth. Like, she can't catch her food anymore. She falls randomly and lands on her back. Like, she hangs on the ceiling and then she'll just fall.
We feed praying mantises eat crickets. So we go to the pet store and we buy like a dozen crickets. And what we have to do is like put the crickets right in front of her face, and then she sees them and she'll grab them, but sometimes she even misses them. It's like she's, I don't know, blind after she gave birth.
Yeah, she's, because before she'd literally hunt down a cricket, rip its head off, and eat like 4 in like 2 minutes. And now she can't even like find the crickets that are in her little home. So I don't know.
And she'll fall like the top of her cage to the bottom of her cage is probably a foot.
Yeah.
And she'll just fall from the top right to the bottom on her back. Kind of like a turtle, like on its back.
She's really weird, and I feel betrayed by her, but I still love her. All right. I have a story about Mike that is quite embarrassing, but he's not embarrassed by it, so I'm allowed to share it. So I'm in college, and I lived in a house with my friends my sophomore year of college, and then found a new house my junior year of college. But the way the leases like lined up or whatever, I basically was homeless for 24 hours. Like, my rent was up at the first house, and then a day passed before I could move into my new house. So I had to come up with a plan because I didn't want to move all my shit back home because I have like all my stuff here and it would be expensive to rent a U-Haul or whatever. And Mike, my hick boyfriend, since he has a truck, he was like, oh, we can just put it all in my awesome truck. And then we rented an Airbnb and we stayed there just like for the weekend. And it was just kind of like a fun little trip for us before school started.
Hold on, I want to say something. Okay. I didn't say my awesome truck. I like trucks, but I'm not like one of those crazy hick guys that like lifts their truck like 5 feet and is like, oh, my truck.
Yeah, like his trucks are like, he likes old things.
I like old trucks, small. I don't lift any of them. I'm not that country.
Thank you for clarifying.
Continue.
Oh, let me add something. If you would, like, look at him on the streets, he doesn't, like, look like a country boy. He looks like a sexy little skater boy.
Yeah.
He agrees. He's very full of himself. He looks at the mirror more than I do.
No.
You know that thing that says, I ain't ever seen two pretty best friends? Well, me and Mike are best friends, and I'm not the pretty one. It's heartbreaking, to say the least. I'm a fat 7, and he's a skinny 11. It's just how our relationship is. Sometimes you have to be the ugly one, and that's where I am right now. Anyways, back to the story. We rented this cute Airbnb, and it was in this, like, small town. It's not like we, like, stayed in a city and there was shit to do. It was also coronavirus, right?
It was June.
Yeah, coronavirus has been going on for way too long. So we rent this Airbnb, and basically we do all my moving stuff. And then we're sitting there. We get a box of wine. We play Uno, and we watch Burlesque. Like, that was our night. And we made brats.
We were just drinking all night. We drank a lot.
Yeah, we were just, like, kind of pounding wine. Just, like, a cheap box of wine. You know how it is. It was getting pretty late. Mike usually hits a wall faster than I do. All of a sudden, he's, like, passed out, like, sitting weird. So I, like, roll him over, put him to bed, tuck him in, basically. He's laying on one side of the bed, and I'm facing opposite of him. And I was just scrolling through TikTok because I usually stay up later than him anyway. And he drinks a lot faster than I do, so he knocks out a lot faster than I do. So I'm on my phone for a while, like, not really paying any mind to him. And we have, like, one lamp on, so there's still light in the room. And I turn around to go to bed, and I was just gonna, like, say goodnight or whatever, go lay next to him. And I look at him, and he's, like, surrounded by, like, wetness. His whole entire body. It's like when they, at a crime scene, how they, like, chalk the shape of the body, like, where the body was laying. That's what it looked like. Like, head to toe, covered in, like, this wetness. So I'm like, holy shit, like, he's sweating. And I thought he was, like, had a really bad fever. And I'm like, we have to go to the hospital. Like, you shouldn't be sweating this much. And then I, like, touch him, and he's dry. Like, his, like, it's not like he's, like, sweating all over his body. And then I smell something. Do you know what I smell? I smell piss. He peed so much. I've never seen that much urine in my entire life. It was just, I was so shocked. I'm like, he's never done this before. He's never peed the bed. And keep in mind, we're at an Airbnb. It's not like we're at my house with my washing and drying machine. We are at an Airbnb. We are guests in this cute little cottage. So I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I was pissed. I shake him up. He's dead to the world. I finally get him up. He has no idea what's going on. I'm like, get in the shower. And he didn't understand why. I needed to, like, get him undressed, push him in the shower. I'm like, take a shower. Just wash off your body and we'll go to bed. I had to strip the bed. And thank God there's, like, a mattress protector or whatever on the actual mattress. And thank God the next day we had to go finish, like, cleaning up my old house in the city, which has a washer and drying machine. So we had to scurry out. We had to sneak the sheets out of this Airbnb so the owners, like, didn't see us because their house was on the property. Secretly wash and dry them and get them back.
Yes, I did do this. This is a true story. I feel like this happens to a lot of people, though, because I've known people that this has happened to. They get a little too drunk, and they pee themselves.
Totally, but it was just me and you. Like, we were just drinking wine, watching movies.
We were drinking a lot of wine, though. Like,
we do that a lot, though.
We got to this Airbnb, let's say. We moved her out of her house. We got to the Airbnb. We didn't leave the Airbnb. It was, like, 3 or 4 p.m., and another thing about the story is we got to this Airbnb and we showed up and the guy whose house it was, he's like, oh, this is like kind of a weird time. My wife usually controls like everything with the Airbnb, and it's her 50th birthday, and I'm surprising her like with a birthday party. So we show up to this Airbnb, and there's like 50 plus people outside, and I show up in my truck loaded up with all her furniture, and she's in her car, and we feel really awkward. So we go in the house and we just stay there all night. Like, we don't want to leave because there's a massive party going on outside. So we have alcohol and we're watching a movie and we're just drinking from 4 p.m. till whenever. And we're drinking wine, so we drink a lot.
I guess, but we drink, like, a lot, usually. And I've never seen you pee your pants before. And I get peeing your pants at a party or, like, if you are, like, partying super hard one night. But it's not like we were partying.
At a party?
Like, not peeing your pants at the party, but, like, you party all night at a party and, like, go home and piss yourself or...
But we were drinking wine from, like, 4 p.m. to, like, midnight. Like, a lot of wine.
We're probably going to do that tonight. We've been drinking wine since 5 p.m. and it's 9 p.m. And we're watching Madagascar after this. Are you going to pee in my bed tonight?
Maybe.
If Mike pees in my bed tonight, you will never be seeing him on this, hearing him on this podcast again.
This has only happened once, just so you guys know. It's not like...
It was so bizarre. I was so angry, too. I was like, what do you think you're doing? We're at an Airbnb.
I was very confused the next morning when I woke up on the bed with, like, no blankets and no sheets.
I slept on a chair.
And, yeah, she was on the chair.
I forgot about that. I slept on, like, it was just a shitty little, like, corner chair decoration, and I slept on it.
I woke up at, like, 8 a.m. Like, why are you on the chair? I had no idea what happened the night before. This is a funny story.
It's funny now, but I was, like, really angry because he just didn't know what was going on, and I babysit him all the time. And that time I was like, I am literally a babysitter for an adult on the weekends. You mean, eh. You don't see me peeing my pants, Michael.
Well, when you do this one time, I'm not going to make fun of you like you've made fun of me.
I'm not going to pee my pants.
I gave her permission to talk about this story on the podcast, but she didn't bat an eye telling all of her friends this embarrassing story about me at first. Said, oh, Mike pees his pants when he's drunk.
No.
No, I don't. I peed my pants once.
I do not tell people you pee your pants when you're drunk. I tell them
you
the story.
You told so many people this story.
I did, but it's funny. And may I get this on the record? Mike says he doesn't get embarrassed by anything. You've told me multiple times, I'm not embarrassed. It's not embarrassing. Tell it to whoever you want.
I don't get embarrassed for most stuff.
You said you'll never get embarrassed. I asked Mike if he accidentally pooped his pants, like, all over me in the middle of some fun time. I was like, would you, like, be embarrassed? And he was like, no, there's no way.
I wouldn't.
That's such a lie.
No, it's not.
I saw a TikTok of this girl, and she was saying that her and her boyfriend went to, like, hibachi or something. And you know what hibachi does to stomachs every once in a while. And after that, they were 69ing, and she let it all go all over his face, like, diarrhea'd all over the man's face. And I showed it to Mike. I was like, oh, my God, I would, like, die from embarrassment. That would be horrible. And Mike's like, why? Why would you be embarrassed? I was like, what do you mean, why would I be embarrassed?
Not if it's my girlfriend that I've been dating for a while. I would feel sorry, for sure. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry for doing that. I don't know why that happened. I wouldn't be embarrassed, though.
I would be so embarrassed.
I would get over it, get okay. over it really quick.
But that's a private matter. I also gave him this scenario. What if I was sitting in his living room with his whole family? We're all, like, watching Aladdin on Disney Plus. And he has a big family. It's like a family of eight. All of us are sitting there enjoying a movie. And I said, what if I got up, pulled my pants down, and took a shit, like, in the middle of your living room, just in front of everyone, didn't say anything? I was like, would you be embarrassed of me? And he was like, no. I would just tell you to stop, or I would ask you why you did that.
I said, if we were sitting in my living room, you got up, started taking a shit in the middle of the room with my family there, I would get up and I'd grab you and I'd take you upstairs. I'd be like, why are you doing that? I'd be like, what was that for? I would then go back downstairs and tell my family, I have no idea why she's doing that. She is either on drugs or lost it. I'm sorry.
I know. But I get that, like being nice about it, but you'd have to be embarrassed. There's no way you wouldn't get embarrassed. If you bring home someone.
I would not be embarrassed. If you did that in front of my family, I feel like I wouldn't know you. I'd be like, what the fuck is she doing right now? Why is she shitting in front of my family? I would probably tell my family. I'd make up a lie and be like, she got drugged. She's on drugs right now. She couldn't control it. Someone made her do that.
Someone drugged me on family movie night.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I just find it really hard to believe that he's not going to get embarrassed about anything. So I need to embarrass him really bad one day. Mike is a very maternal vibe I get from him. He has like this, he just really enjoys kids. He wants a million kids. He's just a kid person.
I want 4 kids, by the way.
That's a lot.
You want like 6.
I know, but I'm getting to that. I, on the other hand, I don't like kids. Kids always really grossed me out. They annoy me. They're creepy. They're weird. But then my brother and his wife recently had a kid. He's almost a year old, and I am in love with him. He has changed my mind about kids 100%. And also, Mike has kids in his family, and I enjoy being around them. And I used to just not want to associate with kids like that. And I think kids are great, but I grew up in a household where I was the youngest, and I was never exposed to kids ever, really. Like, I was the youngest in my whole family. So I was never really around them enough to be like, oh, kids are so cute. Like, I never got the hype. And now I get the hype. But Mike told me from the start, like, before we even got serious, he's like, I'd have a kid right now. He's like, it wouldn't be the worst thing. Like, I'd have a kid right now.
I guess I did say that. I wouldn't like to have a kid right now, but at the same time, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
And on the other hand, at that time, if I got pregnant, I would have spontaneously combusted because I am not a kid person at all. And now I've somehow grown to really enjoy being around children, and I literally love them, and they're so cute. And I want 6 of them when I'm older.
I mean, not that much older, though. You said you want to have kids when you're like 25, 26.
Yeah, so that's like 4 or 5 years away, which is soon, but it feels like forever because I feel 16 still. But Mike's always like, we should just have a kid. What's the worst thing that could happen? Like, let's just have a kid.
You said that the other day, though.
I know, but you mean it.
The other day, you were like, we should just do it. We'll learn. We'll adjust.
I was manic.
You were a little manic.
No, but I think Mike's a little more serious about it than I am. I got school to finish. I have a career I want to follow.
Kids are great, though.
They're great, but I can't afford it. You go win the lottery and we'll have a kid. You've been promising me for months you'll win the lottery.
I'm very lucky. I do think one day I will win the lottery.
He is very lucky. He's the luckiest person I've ever met.
You guys will see one day. I'll be in the news. I won the jackpot.
And he has to split it with me. Also, we're talking about marriage as we do as 20-year-olds. And Mike said he will not sign a prenup, which I think is bizarre. We've gotten to a million fights about it.
Yeah.
He has his own beliefs and I have mine. But I think it's a safe thing to do. If you win the lottery and let's say I fuck you over super hard, you don't sign a prenup or any type of anything before we get married, I take half of that lottery money.
Yeah, I understand that.
And you would just be like, I.
Well, yes, that would suck. If I win the lottery, we get married, you end up taking half of that. That would for sure suck. But my point of view is, I don't want to marry someone going into it expecting it to get divorced.
Well, no one goes into marriage expecting to get divorced. They're just taking precautious measures because life happens and you might get divorced.
I know that. I understand that. But I just feel going into a marriage, signing a prenup, you're saying we're not going to get divorced, but like, if for some reason we do get divorced, this is what we got. Like, this is a prenup.
Yeah, that sounds mature and responsible.
I don't want to do that though. I feel like that's basically jinxing your marriage, saying we're going to get divorced one day. This is what's going to happen if when we get divorced.
All right, well, if you start your own business, it's a $1 million business, and I become a crackhead on the street, and we get divorced because I become a crackhead on the street, I'm taking half of that hoe and I'm running with it and buying more crack.
That's fine. Hopefully, I have enough money. I'll give you half of it. I don't even care. And then I'll be fine still. My parents are still married, so I believe in marriage.
Stop. I never said I don't believe in marriage.
Guess.
Mike's coming from a childhood trauma, as he does, because he doesn't have trauma. He doesn't have mental illness. I wish I lived in your brain. He is just the happiest soul and just doesn't understand why people are sad sometimes. And I'm jealous,
I
but it's also
understand.
frustrating.
I understand it.
You used to not understand it.
I used to not, yeah. That's true.
He's learning. He's done so well. But I just wish I lived in his pure little mind.
I'm very happy.
He's so happy. He's so lucky and friendly and prettier than me. Yeah. You know it too.
I don't. I'm like a little ugly dog.
No, you're not,
I'm an alley
Michael.
dog.
I've literally asked you multiple times. I'm like, what's like something you don't like about how you look? You're like, nothing. You don't have any insecurities.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, I have some beef that we need to settle. And I figured I would just save it for the podcast because it's minor and I let it go yesterday because I had the thought in my mind that I'm just going to wait to talk about this on the podcast. So last night, Mike literally has no idea what I'm talking about right now, by the way. I told him I'm not going to tell him until he's being recorded. But last night, we made
Oh.
tofu tacos. Now he knows. We made tofu tacos and like black beans or whatever. We like mashed it all together and made tacos out of it. And I make dinner a lot. Like, I am a chef. They call me Chef Steph back at home.
No one calls you that.
I call myself that on my Instagram highlights. And I'm making my dinner, I'm doing my thing, not thinking I'm doing anything wrong. And then we came back in my room to eat. Mike like wasn't talking to me. I was like, "Bro, what's wrong?" And he's like, "I hate cooking with you." I was like, what do you mean?" And he was like, "Never mind, like it doesn't matter. I'm not even mad." And I was like, "All right." And then I just let it go because I was like, this will be a good thing to talk about on the podcast because I want to see what's so horrible about cooking with me.
I don't know how I want to start this. I wasn't mad.
You are not speaking to me.
Okay. I wasn't mad though. I was just. Okay, so we'll be sitting in her room and she'll be like, oh, let's go cook lunch or let's go like make dinner. I'll be like, okay, whatever, let's go. I'll go in the kitchen with her. Be like, hey, do you need any help? No. So I'll sit at the table, just on my phone, whatever, doing my own thing. I ask her all the time. I'm like, hey, do you need help? What do you want me to do? She doesn't need any help, whatever. So sometimes I like try to help her out a little bit. Like, oh, I'll put this away or what do you need out of the fridge? I'll get this. But she never needs my help. So I don't understand why And I've asked her this before. I don't understand why I always have to go in the kitchen with her. She'll be like, let's go make dinner. Be like, oh, can I just like stay in here? Like, you don't need my help. I'll just stay in the bedroom and sit on my phone. No, come with me. I'll miss you.
I just want company.
Well, why? I don't understand why I have to come in the kitchen all the time when all I do is sit there on my phone anyways. I'll ask her sometimes. I'll be like, you need help? Or I ask her all the time. Do you want my help? What do you need me to do? Nothing.
I just want company.
The only time I ever do anything in the kitchen, the only time I ever do, is I make the bacon. That's all I ever do.
That is true. And you put butter on my toast.
And I put butter on the toast. One of the easiest things ever.
I mean, have
everyone can do that.
A very specific way of doing things. And I really like cooking.
I know that, but like sometimes I'll try and help out. Like yesterday we made these tacos. You put sour cream on your taco before you put the other stuff on it. So you're done with your taco. I'm like, here, let me get it. I was going to put sour cream on your taco. You're like, no, here's yours.
I didn't heat it up yet on the pan. You have to heat it up first on the pan.
Okay, I get that, but I was going to do that. I was going to put sour cream on your taco after you heated it up. But you're like,
I didn't heat it up yet.
You're like, no, I got it. You take your own tacos.
It's easier to work in the kitchen if you have a system and no one's getting in your way. I'm not saying you're getting in my way, but you're getting in my way.
I understand where I need to be. I know, I understand you have a system, but like, you don't have to invite me into the kitchen.
I want company.
To just sit there, though.
You're my company.
You want company? Put your earbuds in. I'll talk to you on your earbuds.
What am I, a 1950s housewife that will make you dinner and bring it to you?
No. I told you.
What do you want from me?
I told you I'll help you out with dinner. I want to help you out. But every time I go in there, you're like, no, I got it. Well, do you need any help? No.
I don't want help. I just want someone to chat with, listening to Harry Styles with.
This is where the earbuds come into play. Put your earbuds in, I'll hear it all. I'll sit and still be in the bedroom.
No, because I like giving you little hugs in the middle of my little breaks of cooking. Some of our best bonding moments sit in the kitchen. I'll come give you a little hug, a little kiss on the cheek, a little pat on the butt.
I guess. But...
You're same taking thing it for with granted.
Grocery shopping. God.
Yeah, you get mad. Anytime we go in the grocery store, Mike gets mad at me.
Okay, so the other day, we went into Walgreens.
Oh my god, I was so mad at you.
I was mad at you. We had an entire list. She's reading me off, like she does every time. We walk into the store, she's reading the list. I need this. So I think of like two things off the top of my head that she needs from her list, because I don't have a good memory. So I think of two things. I focus on those things. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get these. So the other day, we needed toothbrushes. So I go and get toothbrushes. I pick out the cheapest toothbrushes we need. Just me and her. I get the toothbrushes. She goes, oh, we need toothbrushes for Maggie and Alex too. And you got mad at me.
I know. I didn't get mad at you for that.
You're like, we need more. We need more.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not why I got mad at you. And I told you I was mad at you.
No.
I came up to you. I said, he doesn't tell me where he's going. I was looking for dye for my eyebrows. In the hair color aisle, he disappears. I can't find him anywhere. I'm like, well, where the fuck is he? Like, I try and go in order of the aisles to do my shopping to make it most efficient. He disappears. So I'm like, well, I don't know what he's getting or what he already got or if he got the right thing. I'm very specific about what I want to buy. So then I have to go up and down all the aisles looking for him. And then I'm all the way across the store. I find him. He has one thing from the opposite side of the store, and then something wrong. Like, we needed four toothbrushes, not two, and I just wanted to get one of those value packs that come with, like, six or eight or whatever anyway. So we had more toothbrushes so we can replace them again whenever we need to. He just disappears in the store and starts grabbing shit without telling me where he's going. So then I'm also looking for the same thing 2 minutes later. It's just not efficient. We would have been in and out of Walgreens in probably, like, 8 minutes. We were probably in there for like 20 minutes because I was running around the store looking for you.
First off, You did not tell me we needed 4 toothbrushes.
I know. I just said toothbrushes on my list, and I have what I'm going to do in my brain before I go. I don't expect you to go crazy and sprint all over the store.
I know. But this happens a lot. You'll be like, oh, we need this. We need cranberry juice. I'll go get cranberry juice. But no, that's wrong. That's the wrong time.
I don't drink cranberry juice, so that's a bad example.
Okay, well,
if anything, you're the one telling me I get the wrong cranberry juice.
You're like, we need eggs. I'll go get eggs. You're like, no, wrong eggs. No. I'm like, there's only like one kind of eggs at Walgreens. Walgreens doesn't have that many kind of eggs. So I'll get eggs, wrong kind of eggs. She'll go and put the exact same eggs I got back in the freezer, grab the exact same eggs again. Like, how did I get the wrong eggs? That's exactly how it happened. Don't even try to deny it. I'm right.
You're not right.
I'm not right a lot. I'm wrong a lot. I'm wrong most of the time. I know that. But in this scenario, I'm right. And no. I know I am. Yeah.
I think we're both in the wrong for our own reasons. You sprint around the store like a manic person.
It's the exact same thing with our praying mantis. I'll go get 12 crickets. Nah. Those crickets are wrong size. I'm going to go in, I'm going to get the exact same size crickets, but since I went in, they're the right crickets. That's exactly
when
how it works.
When has that ever happened? I think we've only bought crickets together.
That's not happened. All I'm saying.
So you're spreading lies.
All I'm saying, though, is that's a good scenario. What I get is wrong, but what you get is somehow right. But it's the exact same thing. And I know that whoever's listening to this, if they're a guy and they have a girlfriend, they're going to know what I'm feeling because this is how it works. Whatever guys do is wrong, but girls do the same thing, somehow is right. Shopping is just what we're talking about right now.
All right. Well, Mike and I have been kind of mean to each other this whole podcast, so I feel like we should be nice to each other for the rest of it. And I feel like most people listening to this probably don't even know who Mike is, unless you live in Milwaukee or you're one of my closest friends back home. So I don't want people to think he's a meanie that's attacking me for the things I do in the grocery store, or that I'm a meanie for sharing his embarrassing stories that he claims aren't embarrassing. And so we're going to say 3 nice things about each other that are really heartfelt, and we'll go back and forth, and Mike's gonna start.
I'm gonna start?
Yeah.
Okay. I love how nice you are to me. And I say this all the time, and you're like, nice? What do you mean nice?
Everyone who knows me knows I'm not very nice.
You are nice, though. You're very nice to me. You buy me stuff. You always compliment me.
Yeah, I guess.
This is some two reasons why I think you're nice.
Thank you. Something I admire about Michael is that he, I guess this ties into him not getting embarrassed. He just doesn't ever really care about what people think. And I have an issue with caring about what people think, and I feel like he's taught me to not care as much as I used to. And he just kind of does whatever. And that's probably why I started this podcast. Because he was like, just do it. Sister, get chatting.
Exactly.
And look at me now.
My next thing is, I really like how focused you are. You set goals. You get whatever you have to do done in the day. Like, say, homework. Workout, laundry, clean. You do all that stuff. You don't really get distracted. And then you do whatever you have to do.
That's a good one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Something else that I love about Mike is that he always makes sure I'm okay no matter what. Like if we fight or he does something mean, he'll do anything to make me feel better, or he always just wants me to be super happy. Like anytime we're anywhere, he'll be like, are you okay? Are you good? Are you happy? Like, what do you want to do? He always will, like, put me first in a lot of situations. He always just wants to make sure I'm good and healthy and will do whatever he can to make me feel better if I'm not feeling the greatest at that time.
I do that. My final thing is I like how close you are with your family. You talk to your mom and your dad and your brother almost every day. And it was just your grandparents' 61st wedding anniversary the other day. Mm-hmm. And you called them. And I think that's really cool how close you are with your family. I'm even, like, not your immediate family. I'm close with my immediate family, but you're close with everyone, even your cousins, first, second, third, and your mom and your dad's side. I think that's cool.
My third one was the same as Mike's, just that he's very close with his family too. And I don't have a big family at all, and I always was jealous of people that had one. And now it feels like I'm kind of in one because I'm always at his house and his family's so, like, it's always, like, chaotic, but in a good way. And he's just really close with everyone. They're all, like, really close in age. There's, like, six of them within 15 years. So I like that a lot. Just a big family guy. And he always... he's really social and will talk to people and ask them questions and get to know them, no matter who it is, which I never do because I just get too anxious talking to new people. But he can just talk, even though it doesn't seem like it on this podcast. I think he's a little nervous.
No.
Mike has the nervy shits.
I do not.
Oh my god, something I'm so jealous of about Mike. I mentioned on my last podcast Why?
Talk about it, I guess.
You said you don't get embarrassed.
I don't.
Something I admire so much about Mike, I'm so jealous of it, is that when he goes to the bathroom, number two, it's so fast. It's probably faster than, like, a pee. He never has issues with his bowels. And I don't experience that at all. I feel like there's always an issue. It's either taking me too long or it's coming out way too quick. It's just all of a sudden he'll be like, oh, like, I have to go to the bathroom. And he'll be back 30 seconds later. I'm like, what the fuck?
I just want to get in and out. I don't
want to sit in there. Well, so do I. You think I want to just sit there miserable? No.
Well, I don't know if you sit on your phone or not. You read a book or whatnot.
I have to because I'm there for so long.
I get on the toilet and I'm there and done. I want to get on with my day.
So do I. You're just not miserable in the bowel area like I am.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Well, we had some good discussions, some heated discussions, some loving discussions. And after all of those, Mike farted super loud.
I did not.
And we weren't recording, and I wish we were. But he told me not to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway, because Mike doesn't get embarrassed.
I did not do that. That is a lie.
It was disturbing. Anyways, I hope you all voted, and I hope Trump is not our president when we wake up tomorrow, or whenever we find out who the president is. Who knows when we'll actually find out. I hope you enjoyed this second episode. I hope you all enjoyed Mike's presence on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. We miss Anna so much, but hopefully she'll be here next week. And we'll giggle about some stuff. Yes, have a very hot and sexy day. Make some good choices tomorrow. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Remy the Ratatouille, the rat of all my dreams.
End it. It's over.